I learned recently that, you know, like when somebody vomits and when you smell vomit,
good morning,
it
everybody.
Makes you want to vomit. That's like a biological guttural defense mechanism to let you know that like someone has been poisoned or like what we've been eating is bad. So like everyone else should throw up.
Oh, we should all do this.
That's wild.
It's like an alarm being like everyone needs to throw up because there's something bad inside of us.
Interesting.
Because poop doesn't make you like throw up as much as vomit makes you want to throw.
Imagine if smelling poop made you had to.
Like, I know, right? Like, oh, okay, let's just run the intro. We are like,
all right, let's go.
Ready, baby?
Yep.
Let's get it.
It's comedy time, baby. Let's go. Filtered. Sorry, that was the on. My bad. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. Good morning. Hope you're having a beautiful Monday. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm disgusted.
And we are unfiltered. I was just seeing yesterday. So you know how we always hear about how, you know, they're gonna ban TikTok or they're gonna do this and that, and everyone talks about it, but it never happens. This was one of them that I really thought wasn't gonna happen, was that this huge record label was going to remove just all their music from TikTok. And in my head, I was like, that's so unrealistic because that's such a bad idea.
UMG, Universal Music Group.
For UMG, horrible idea. And I was like, that's not going to happen. That's very unrealistic. And lo and behold, all the music is out.
Purged.
How can you do that as a record label? You have all these artists that blow up because of TikTok. TikTok is a platform that helps so many musicians, whether you're huge or not. Taylor Swift, I'm sure she got so much bigger because of TikTok.
Agreed.
It just helps. It brings in more money. It gets your songs on the charts, higher on the charts, especially if you're trying to sign new musicians and you say, oh, by the way, yeah, our music is not on TikTok. I'm going to be like, I'm definitely not signing with you guys.
I think it's a play because they own so much music. They pull it from TikTok and they go, you really want it? You're going to have to pay us however many millions and millions of dollars to put it back on.
But that's what it sounds like. They're probably charging way too much.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because for TikTok, for them to have a disagreement, that means in my head, it was like, they're probably asking for way too much money. That was just like out of pocket. But it kind of destroys UMG. And I feel like now gives more people a chance on TikTok to be bigger now. Because not even independent artists. I feel like just in general, imagine a whole bracket has now been taken out of TikTok. That gives all of us a chance to now.
Yeah, put probably, a boom too.
I don't know. I feel like it opens that door of a possibility for a lot of creators and musicians. Which is great for TikTok.
What's strange though is that they pulled like all the main tracks, but if there are other remix songs that have UMG artists on it, they haven't pulled them. Like,
what do you mean?
For instance, Patricia and I, we did one that's a Harry Styles Sign of the Times with one of Taylor Swift songs. They like combined it. It's this amazing mashup.
Oh, I heard that.
The Taylor Swift song is still on the mashup. They haven't pulled that, but they pulled
I think it may take time, right? Just like it takes time when you post a YouTube video, you use a song and it takes like 3 months to get demonetized or get pulled out. I don't think it just like works as a magic. I think they have a ton of artists in mind that they already have set up to pull. Like Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, that's easy. That's like, I'm sure it's so automated where they can pull that out. But mashups like that, I could see them that's being taken down in maybe like a month or two.
Meghan Trainor needs to go in the TikTok offices and shake things up.
You said Meghan Trainor.
Oh wait, what did I say? Taylor Trainor? Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, you know, you said Meghan Trainor, but why did you say Meghan Trainor?
I think Meghan Trainor is like one of the most popular top charting artists who is very integrated on TikTok. Like,
sure,
she's actively participating in TikTok culture. She's talking to other creators all the time. She's doing the TikTok live thing right now with Terry Crews and TK. Yeah. She should speak.
I like people that like recognize that it's a very big platform and it's like a really good platform for a lot of people.
Isn't it strange how like the whole sped up and slowed down versions of songs sometimes like do get more viral than the actual track?
Yeah.
I honestly like I always love like sped up songs. At first, I think it's because my brain now how it operates. It's watching sped up like shit is just better.
I also think it kind of like takes us back to our childhood where you would hear like the Chipmunk remixes to like Lil Wayne.
It could.
And you're just like, ooh, it just hits. I think there's like a little bit of nostalgia to
there's
it.
There's one song that it's even hitting right now, like Wayne Wannabe.
Yes. Hey,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Is it Kanye West?
I don't know, but it's like it just reminds me of like what they would have in like the intro of a song, a rap song.
Yeah.
And then it would get to the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wanna be.
Yeah, so good.
What were you about to say, Boba?
Oh. Well, no, I was just
we have Mariah here today. Hey, Mariah.
No, while you were saying that, I was going to say, I totally forgot that was like a phase.
Yeah.
Where Chipmunk version of every song was coming
out. But they
out.
Like, they would like hit harder than the real one for some reason.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Was Alvin and the Chipmunks bringing music back?
Hell yeah.
In a way.
Like, if you know when a movie
I was Alvin
plays
for Halloween. Huge impact.
Like, you know when you, like any like big show, like Euphoria. Puts a song that's been out for years on their show, and it just blows up. Everyone's like, this song's the best. Like, people are like, it's been out for 20 years. What do you mean? You never heard this, but...
Yeah, it's like a revival.
I feel like Alvin and the Chipmunks brought songs back.
I think Alvin should go back and sue and pull all of the remixes that, you know...
Like, which ones?
Mimicked him.
Oh. Well, speaking of Chipmunks...
Do you know who the voices of Alvin and the Chipmunks were, like, in the past movies?
No.
The actors that were it?
I mean... Yeah, no, who?
One, Justin Long, and then Matthew Gray Gubler, and the other third.
David Cross?
And Jesse McCartney was one of the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like it could have been anybody? Because all they're doing is speeding up their voice. It can't be.
But they have to have a little bit of acting charisma. They needed a good singer, a good harmonizer. Got that Jesse McCartney up in
and
there.
And they all can sing. I know Justin Long can sing.
He can?
Yeah, I think.
I haven't seen.
I'm pretty sure there was a movie where he was singing, and I was like, taken back. I was shocked.
Oh, maybe he can. Yeah. But I always thought that was
He has a long pitch, that's for sure. Mariah, that was joke was for you. You saw that?
No.
I say he definitely has a long pitch. That's a
baseball term, no?
That's a pun, right?
Long pitch. Oh, pitch perfect.
I don't
know. Wait, what are we talking about?
I'm trying to ruin you. I was trying to ruin you.
Sorry.
He said.
Do your dads like Pitch Perfect, the movie?
My dad does, yeah.
There's a trend or there's like this truth people are discovering about the movie Pitch Perfect and how much dads love Pitch Perfect.
It's also weird. The military, like my buddy was in the Marines. He said every single Marine is obsessed with Pitch Perfect, and they would all get together.
Interesting.
And they would watch it together at night, and it was like this huge thing, and they would do reenactments of it, and they would do the performances, and it's just all these Marines lined up singing the songs, and they were like full-blown obsessed with it.
That's really sick.
Wait, is that why they did a whole like army segment in the third movie?
Oh, you know yeah, how
they went to the military and they sung for them. Maybe they found out there was a big demographic
that's
and they're like, we show
so weird.
Actually, yeah, you're onto
something. That makes sense.
That's like moms can't say Channing Tatum.
Yeah, it's like a thing.
Like every mom,
they can't say his name, like Chipotle
nobody,
or like
yeah, okay. Nobody can say
my
Channing
mom
Tatum.
Can't say Chipotle.
Wait, interesting.
I think it's the A's. I think it is like kind of
the
a
different pronunciations of
yeah,
A's.
It's like Channing. And then Tatum is A, so it's like
Channing mostly a guy's name or a girl's name?
I've seen both a lot.
Okay. To me, it seems more like a girl's name.
Channing.
For me,
Channing.
It's like both, but I don't know if it's like generationally for them. They like think of like, oh, the good looking guy, like they don't think of his name as his name. Maybe I don't know.
I've been seeing a lot of people, also a lot of UK and British people talking about how freaking out about how they're about to get drafted. Like, oh, I'm not going to war. Like, all these, like, TikTokers are talking about, like,
absolutely not. I'm not getting drafted.
Yeah.
That's
if you think I'm going to pick, absolutely not.
No. That's Matt. wait, so they, is it being
But what's
like,
what's happening on that side?
I mean, we've had freakouts like that where we thought we were getting drafted.
Oh, yeah, and all those, I loved those memes. That was the best.
Okay, what do we got here? British military is currently too small to respond to the threats emerging in the changing world, taking preparatory steps to enable placing our societies on a war footing when needed are now not merely desirable but essential.
You don't want to say that.
Ooh.
That's something as a country, you don't want to say that. Like, oh, we are not prepared for war because that makes people want
to. Yeah, it's like, oh.
You have to say, we're locked and loaded, baby, let's go.
And then you keep that shit on the hush and you're like, we.
That's like when you're playing kickball or baseball and the whole infield is like, easy out.
And they start moving
and they
up.
They start moving forward. You're
nothing
like,
is
damn.
Worse than that.
You are always my team. Always my
easy
team.
Easy out. All right, easy out.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Damn.
Right, I want to wear that on a shirt.
Easy out.
Easy, easy out. Out.
Easy out.
Easy out.
That's really
that's
funny.
That's my favorite line.
And then
like
the back could just be the outline of a field, like the baseball.
That's funny.
Do they not have like enough incentives to like join the military out there compared? I don't know. They should give them education.
I feel like these days, the only people in the military are people that really, really want to be in the military.
Lohanthony. And by serve, we mean.
When that whole thing was out, bro, that was dying. It was like, it's war of the week.
He was good. I wonder how he's actually doing.
Remember when we met Lohanthony's mom? Was it with you or was I with you?
I was not with, I don't remember meeting.
We're at Umami Burger and I remember.
Yes, I was with you.
That was you. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember we met Lohanthony's mom and I recognized her immediately because like I would see his mom in like a lot of just on the internet in general.
But yeah, what are the age requirements for the draft? What is it, 18 to 25?
Oh, once you're past 25, that's it?
Yeah, you can't be drafted.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, 18 to 25.
Easy out.
easy out, baby. Yeah, we're good. We have nothing to worry about.
Oh.
But like, you're drafting people that literally don't want to be there.
It's not like jury duty where you really don't have to go.
No, you have. If you don't,
where they tell you like,
if you don't go,
you have to go.
You literally go to prison.
All right.
But the thing is,
I'd rather
if everybody stood strong and was like, "We're not doing it," they literally couldn't put everybody in jail.
Here's the thing, and I want to play both sides on this because what if our country is actually like in real danger and it's like, would we all rather just perish, or are we gonna fight? What would we do?
I'd be like, "You got us into this mess."
That's true.
You did this.
Yeah, why don't like the main heads just duke it out on like the soccer field?
You guys
or something.
Are the ones starting the war, and then you're gonna pull us in.
Yeah, it seems very childish.
Yeah,
too. Like just the you know their arguments are totally unpreventative. Uh-huh. Preventative.
Yeah,
they're sitting there, and like I bet you, if there was arguing with the whole world to watch, we'd all look at each other and be like, "Oh." This is obviously their fault, but this has nothing to do with us.
Yeah. What a crazy concept, though.
Getting drafted or serving?
No, just conversations, like presidents, people that run countries.
Yeah.
Talking to each other. Like, it's like we represent our podcast and we could talk to other podcasters, but that is such a small little thing that, a space that we control. You're going, what country are you representing? Like, this is the United States of America. Like, this is my country.
Imagine
I'm speaking on behalf, and you're just with other people that are running other countries.
It's like that.
What a crazy.
That montage of Trump meeting all the other.
Yes.
Are they all considered presidents?
Presidents or
are there other terms?
Dictators or
ambassadors, prime ministers. Prime
minister. Like him meeting with all
kings.
Them is like a crazy yeah. like crossover.
It's crazy when you think
it's
about
like,
it.
That's so sweet life of Hannah Montana. Like, what yeah. are you doing here?
It's like, oh my God, look at them together.
Yeah.
imagine the four of us had to represent this country and we had to make like a final decision for something so important in a room full of like other people that run other countries.
Like, we'd be like, Zane would be like, what if we just like, wait, really quick. I know this is serious. But like, how funny would it be if we
film this real quick?
Zane would be trying to make a TikTok. He would be up there. He's like, all right, guys, here, look.
Zane would be making Leah like last minute, get him like a new suit, like tailored.
Oh, I'd be thinking, okay, Instagram picture. Like, what do I want? And then I'm going to want like one like this in like a room full
just
of like presidents
oath.
And kings.
What if we had to testify
serving for you
in Congress, though, just getting grilled about like our podcast, like
crazy. Like even I just saw that there's like a case. I saw like the head of like Snapchat, of Facebook, of
Instagram,
just different
all
yeah different
media
apps. They're all standing there and they're all being questioned about something that's been happening on their app.
Yeah.
And realistically, it's it's really hard to put all the blame on like somebody that just is the head of an app, right? It's just tough. It's tough, especially when it comes to like very specific situations where there I saw that parents had children that have been going through a lot because of just the way the app is going for them. You know,
right. Like
the bullying.
It's also weird to like you're saying, put the blame on something. It's like people.
It's just a tough. It's a tough situation.
Drunk driving accidents and people get killed all the time. It's like you don't see the CEO of Jack Daniels. Like,
yeah,
it's like you chose to drink. You chose to do this. You chose to do these things. It's like you chose to sign up for Facebook. It's kind of. At some point, people have to take the responsibility, I feel, for their own actions. And obviously, like, getting bullied online and, like, things happening is, like, obviously not a good thing, but...
I think it's mostly just to scare them into having a sense of accountability because they never want to be in that type of position again and then going back in.
But, like, you can't stop...
Oh, I'm completely with you that I disagree with, like, the line of questioning and the way they, like, frame how they, like, taunt all of those, like, CEOs in front of people.
People that have, like, people that have right now, like, eight-year-old kids, they also had phones, too. They had, like, all the apps. They knew what was happening on the phones. I'm just surprised that they were willing to just give their kid the phone and go,
but I was on MySpace making fucking whore trades.
No, I know. What?
Like, whore trades, that's a terrible way they called it, but it was a way.
What? We had things like Omegle, like that. We should have not been on Omegle.
Justin TV.
Or Chat Roulette.
Oh, like, me and my friends had so much fun on that.
Of course, yeah. So, like, we did those things, but nowadays it's so much easier to track, like, and have, like, Reddit pages on, like, Kit. Well, I have, like, specific examples of, like, people who are exploiting their kids, and there's Reddit pages about them that are just, like, just disturbing, and she's still continuing to post. And the saves are like 50,000 saves of her kid. I'm like,
that's
this
crazy.
Is
yeah, it's creepy.
So that's crazy. Yeah. So I get it. Like, there's like, you have to use your best judgment as a parent. Don't give your kid the phone.
Yeah,
Mariah, we don't know, but it's actually a bunch of babies saving it because they just love the baby content.
We're turning that off right now.
I can't believe 13 years old is the age. That's way too young. That's ridiculous.
To have an account,
to have a TikTok and an Instagram.
No, and it not my says,
girl,
also TikTok
get
doesn't,
to class.
Use, doesn't use any age verification tools either for signing up.
Wait, I forget.
What
grade
they
are you in 13th? In 13th grade?
That's high school. eighth grade going
eighth,
into
ninth
grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, when I'm thinking about when I was eighth to ninth, I felt old.
Like, I was chronically online. Like, I knew what everything
was. Oh, Heath, yeah. I was on I was on my computer every day.
I was on the computer playing paint, like, still doing, like, paint and pinball. I didn't do anything.
You were on... Oh, your parents...
I had child lock on TV, on the computer. I didn't have a phone. And then when I did get a phone... It did not have internet.
Now, look at you now, though. You made it a career.
Yeah.
Child lock was set on the TV. Like, cable, you could not bypass that at all.
I felt like that was heavier security than, like, the White House. Like, you were not getting through that. Like,
and what would piss me off is it would, like, somehow block something that would be normal, and I would be getting so mad that it was just like,
you couldn't watch like MTV or something, right?
Yeah, like SpongeBob. It was just like random things that I was like, why is this blocked? Like,
maybe you would go to like your grandpa's house and you would pass the adult entertainment on the guide, and it would be like big breasted Jimbos. And you're like, what
just,
is that?
Yeah, just hot, the titles. And isn't it surprising that they would even title it that on the guy channel? Yeah. Just title it like adult content.
Usually
or something.
That's what it said on the parental thing. And even my grandpa's not subscribing to those channels, but you would just see them.
Big bony busty cops. Three.
I did see a really funny clip though, like about the whole child lock thing for phones. It was Joe Rogan talking about how he has one for his child, and they wanted to like watch something, so the kid called the mom in to put in the child lock password to unlock it for temporary to watch something. But what they did was they did a screen recording of the mom coming in and putting in the code real quick.
Smart.
So it opened, then they saved that whole screen recording and could go in and see what the
That's
thing
the problem.
Was.
These kids are three steps ahead of you.
Yeah,
that is genius.
That's genius. I would never, as an adult, ever think of that.
And there's also a master gesture thing where you know you can record a gesture on a thing. There's that. So if you click the side button 3 times, it will perform the master gesture and it will do the code as well.
I'm getting my kids jitterbug. Dun, dun,
dun, get dun, them the jitterbug, dun, dun,
jitterbug. You can text 3 friends.
Oh, yeah.
The jitterbug. The jitterbug. There's three?
Firefly, two.
It was like the 3 buttons. One for mom, one for dad, one for grandma.
They still make it.
Grandma.
No, it wasn't. Was it even the police? No, I think the police was. Emergency was your parents. Yeah, like, you couldn't call.
You got mom, dad, grandma, grandpa.
That was so. Imagine like as a kid, you just really needed help. I mean, I don't know why you'd be by yourself, but what if you, that's why you got the jitterbug on you.
Yeah, but I'm imagine you're the one kid, everyone got the iPhone and you got the fucking jitterbug. Like, people don't forget. Like, people will remember that for years.
But you know what, but I'm going to be the really awesome dad.
Yeah, where, you'll be like, let's do TikToks together. Blow up my account. I'll split you the brand.
I'll put it in a college fund for you.
Oh, but no, you have to figure out a way to make it fun. Where you can do it with your kid, or your kid can't wait to do it with you.
My kid can film me as much as they want. If they like,
you're gonna, but you'll let your kid have like a full access phone where they can do whatever they want.
I don't know. I get so conflicted. It's weird. What I find inappropriate, and then at the same time, I want to encourage my kids to tinker with things. I feel like the life I have being involved in social media was because I was so into MySpace and all of that stuff. I wouldn't be where I'm at if I wasn't tinkering with the world. If it all comes down to my kid's maturity. If I have a little shit kid, I'm like, I don't even trust you on the internet.
Yeah.
I might have another one where I'm like, you're pretty
mature. Their algorithm is all butterflies and rainbows. Like, you know, it's going to be like, they're not getting anything weird.
Yeah.
On their, with their interests.
Do you hear the new emojis are coming?
Oh no.
Another round. Let's see the best ones. What are the best ones we got coming?
Okay. You can pull them up. We have a head shaking and a head nodding.
And how is that just now happening?
I like that. I like that one. I like both of them.
And then we have a lime for the first time.
Is that
a
mushroom?
Yes. Which we already have an Anamosquito mushroom.
And baby, we know why they did that. Because some of us are users.
Oh, I thought you were about to say a cultural thing.
The lime one is crazy that hasn't been out yet.
We got a wheelchair. We got a little...
Baby, we are all inclusive. I love where we're going with this. What's the... I don't get the chain.
Like, the chain has been broken. Like, I am...
free.
Yeah, I am off the hook.
Like, Mariah. Mwah.
Mwah.
Blah.
I've never used any of those like family emojis.
I just don't like the color pattern. I don't like the blue. It reminds me of a hospital.
It looks like when you first sign up for Facebook.
I've just never understood the floating Michael Jackson one in the top left corner. Like, what is that?
Oh, that's a Gangnam Style.
Is that what it is?
I don't think that is.
Oh, it's not? I always thought that was...
That's also Oopa Korean.
Gangnam Style. Because it's the biggest YouTube video in the world.
But it's a mustache Charlie Chaplin looking floating man
what
emoji.
What is the floating emoji man?
The levitating man was Walt Hibisco. So this must be a Japanese thing.
Oh.
The logo portrays a man in a
black suit.
He's a fictional character who was based on a photograph of Peter Tosh, a former member of the Whalers. Walt got his name from an old American bowling shirt.
Oh, someone paid for that.
Yeah.
Literally, I've never heard of any of those words. I've never heard of Walt Jibisco.
Who was it on the Morning Toast? They were talking about how there's not a redhead emoji. Like, the redheads still have not gotten
it. Is there not?
Wait, I thought you could change the hair color for all of them.
There's no redhead.
You could change the skin color, not the hair color.
You can go like blonde, brown.
Oh, I thought there was
black,
redhead.
But.
Wow.
Are you guys, your emojis when you do the hand, does it reflect your skin tone?
If I'm feeling a little tan that day, I do the darker one. If I'm feeling like a little pale, I'll do the...
What do your parents use? Or like, what does Hadaya use?
She does the scarf emoji.
Oh, okay. She does it. But like, if she does a hand, is it a different skin tone?
I don't think she uses emojis. She's a very like dry, like there's like no emotion in her text.
My mom uses the bitmojis more than anything.
Oh,
I'm like,
wait, what's bitmojis
that's like
again?
The avatar.
It's the avatar. Yeah. Like, she created her own. I'm like
oh, Garrett, take her phone away.
Thinking of you. They're like,
are those like automatic? Like, they're made in the text app, or you have to like, is that an app where she goes to and gets it made and then she saves it?
They're in your phone.
It's
like,
in the keyboard. Like,
oh wow, I probably have never just gotten there.
You create like your character
yet.
And then it just like makes all of the different ones.
Wait, did you know when you FaceTime, you can be all these characters?
Oh, yeah. I've mistakenly clicked some of them.
Yeah, me too. That was crazy. And then I'm trying to figure out what words trigger it.
The thumbs up that just pops up in
the
screen.
Yes, balloons
or like
pop up. So I was talking to my sister and I said a sentence and these balloons came out of nowhere. And I was like, what words did I just use?
Yeah,
I was
what
like,
triggered it?
Celebrate, fun, yay, excited. I was trying to do my hands. I have no idea what triggers them.
I couldn't get it to do it again, too.
I don't think it.
Wait, you're talking about like the laser one or the confetti for just the text?
No.
FaceTime.
Sometimes like a thumbs up thing will just pop up like while you're talking.
It must have been.
But I'm not touching the phone.
No, I'm saying on the other end, it must have been like a mistake.
But we're not touching it.
Yeah, it's definitely voice activated.
But that kind of worries me that like I feel like they wouldn't want FaceTime to be like a voice activated thing because that just means it kind of reminds us that it's like somehow just being recorded or.
Yeah, they're just actively listening to it.
So I feel like that's just not a good idea for them to do that.
Oh, triggers. Heart shape using both hands. Thumbs up. Two thumbs up. Single thumbs down. Two thumbs down.
What?
There's no way that works.
Oh, the balloons. Victory. Peace sign with one hand. I probably did this.
You're not a peace sign kind of
If we're sarcastic, like.
Oh.
Rock sign.
Imagine you trying to figure that out.
Oh my gosh, that's really scary.
How does it know
you're... Can we test it for the unwind?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like the same of like on a TikTok filter.
But I've I've been on FaceTime for forever and I feel like I've done it on No, it's usually just my face.
Do you remember when they made the update where they can adjust your eyes and make it look like you're looking directly at the person instead of at the screen?
Genius.
And I think it's still there, but you never can tell.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a good idea.
David's getting his Apple Vision Pros today.
He pre-ordered it the second it came out.
Oh,
the second it was available.
Arriving today. I've seen, it seems like, I've watched like a little bit of iJustine and Marcus Brownlee's like reviews of it.
I think it's completely, I think it's something where everyone's going to buy or it's going to be such a hot thing and it's going to be immediately just put on the side. Just like everything else that we've had. It's too invasive. What's the word? It's
cumbersome.
It's just too much. Yeah. Like
it's not small enough, tight, like simple enough.
Yeah.
It's a whole like thing.
It's a whole thing you got to put on your head. It's just not comfortable. It doesn't seem comfortable to me. I feel like I'm about to go to Big Bear. I'm about to ski to me, I'm already uncomfortable when I have to put all that shit on before I go ski. Why do I want to sit in my living room?
It's also like a pound. I think it's heavy.
Is it really?
I heard that it's a little heavy where after a while you're like, this doesn't like, your head has never been used to having something this heavy.
And $3,500 is ridiculous.
It's $3,500? I thought it was $2,500.
That's ridiculous.
And the games don't even look that good. I don't know. I saw some clip of iJustine and she was like DJing, like pulling out vinyl records and mix it. And I was like, Oculus looks much better than that. Like...
I'm like, these aren't worth it. Let me see. I put it on. Just immediately just go see you like, whoa.
But, it's so interesting.
But does the music come into the...
It plays somewhere.
I think it has sort of Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
Accurate. It has to.
Right. But like, if you have it on, can I hear what you're doing? I guess it's similar to the
Oculus. Probably have like transparent, like they have different settings, just like AirPods would.
Okay.
I think they're scanning your eyes.
Yeah, it's all retina scans.
It's like clear.
Hmm.
It's clear when you go to the, what's it called? The airport.
Mariah.
And they scan your eyes. I think they're trying to scan everybody's eyes.
Enough information off my phone. That amount of detail I put in my phone.
Mm-hmm. That's why FaceTime, they were making it look like you're looking at the camera so they can scan it.
Did we talk about how you can't do the clear eye scan on the podcast?
What do you mean?
The airport thing?
Yeah. So we have.
I have trouble with it every time.
It won't recognize her eyes because of the color of her eyes.
Oh, it changes colors?
They have to like...
Yeah, I'm not like a pick me, but my eyes change. my eyes change from green to brown.
Yeah, why would that be a pick me?
They try to scan the eyes like three times, and then they finally come over and they're like, okay, you have to do the fingerprint.
Why does clear do it based on eyes when they should... The way our phone can unlock it by just knowing what our face looks like, clear should just do that.
Maybe because the system... Because I think clear has been out for... before, like Face ID.
Gain weight, lose weight.
Yeah, your eyes pretty much stay the same, I feel like.
Yeah, your eyes always
except for yours, pick me.
That's why I was like, I'm not going to be a pick me because people make fun of girls that are like, no, they change color depending on what I'm wearing. But that's true.
What color do your eyes change from?
They're hazel, so they look greener.
I think my dad has those eyes where it changes from like hazel to
like a brown. So, yeah. It's like brown or green. Yeah. So they look darker, they look lighter. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got the shit stain. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where I got that from.
Yeah, your family has like blue eyes.
My grandparents have blue eyes. My brother has green eyes.
Blue eyes.
It looks like gray.
It is. It's very crystallized grayish blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people have just like pure like.
Yeah.
Mine are like edgy. Like,
you know what eyes scare me? Or you know what eyes I always see? I feel like on guys especially where every time I see it, I just can't take him seriously is like green eyes. Have you ever seen like guys on TikTok and they're just like. And
they're relying on their eyes to be like the moneymaker.
Yes.
Like, they're really looking. What are we looking for?
I think it's like that if you have green eyes with dark hair. Because my brother has green eyes with blonde hair.
No, he's bald.
Well, now he's bald.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's bald.
Honey, she he's cooked bald. That. She
fucking let ate his cook. Ass up with that.
He's bald.
He bald.
He's all eyes.
But he used to have like just really long, like just bleach blonde hair. With green eyes, and it wasn't intimidating at all. Like, it was just like, like he could never, you know, it was just like, well, you were beautiful. Like, it was just really pretty.
Or like it's like the mixed guys with green eyes. Like they know they won and they're showing it. They're like,
that's what I meant to say. Not that you can't take him seriously. It's just that, you know, they know what they want.
Yeah. Like the dark hair, like the tan skin and the green eyes.
Yeah.
And then most likely perfect white teeth.
Yeah. That's why I bleach my hair, because like I feel like I need something okay. light on my body. I'm just
spice it up.
What do you do for Coachella this year?
One day I just want to wear color contacts and just come in. Hey guys.
Some of them are looking really good, realistic.
The color.
Yeah.
They got better.
I like enhancers on like if you have a color, but like people have like brown eyes and they want it to look like blue. I'm like,
Halloween
came early. Like, but all respect if that's what makes you happy. But like, I know you're wearing contacts.
You can see the outline. It's not like filled in properly. Like it doesn't.
Are you doing anything crazy for your hair for Coachella? You always do something, either bleach blonde, a color.
Oh, I'm just going to probably bleach. I don't do anything crazy anymore.
I think I'm skipping Coachella this year.
Yeah.
Wow, good for
I think
you.
I'm going to go to South Korea, Patricia and I.
Really?
Well, because like I...
Is that possible?
Is the lineup what, to go there?
No, North Korea.
North Korea is the one that's going to go to.
I was like, wait. Coachella. Well, like, I don't know. The lineup I'm not like that crazy about. And then I started looking at the numbers like, oh my God, you got to buy tickets. You got to buy the house. And it's still like, I've done Coachella now like 9 times. Yeah. I don't know. I just would rather spend that money and go there rather than also... If we still go to Coachella and then to South Korea, that's a more expensive year of traveling. So I don't know, unless a brand opportunity comes up, but
yeah,
I'm planning
it's
on.
And it's not like, I feel like it's a good excuse to take advantage of like everybody, like, you know, no work is being done.
Yeah. Like, and it's kind of fun. All the content is still like kind of the same stuff every
year. And it might
be
exciting seeing it from the outside perspective.
Yeah.
Like,
I just don't feel like I'm going to have that much FOMO. I don't know. But I don't know. Patricia, I brought it up one day. I was like, what if we just skipped and did Korea? She goes, yes. So.
Yeah. I genuinely don't think it'll be like a big FOMO fest this year.
They're still trying to sell tickets.
That's crazy to me. That's insane.
Normally it sells out that day.
Wait, you don't think that they maybe bought more tickets or they have more tickets available?
They made it bigger?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't wait until we're talking about Coachella like we talk about Woodstock. Like my parents are like, remember Woodstock? Like we're going to be like, remember Coachella?
But I feel like something crazy.
Oh.
Horrible.
Careful.
Don't.
Just horrible.
I love looking at past years of like who's performed and like seeing how.
I know we did it one time. I want to go back and do it again. Oh, I got a fake tooth now after, you know, I got my low prize possession right here, my fake tooth.
You're still, like, your space
still rotting in its case. But it looks crooked. All right, just look
it's
at
not
my
real.
Tooth.
Oh,
doesn't it
oh
look
my
like
God,
doesn't Dave. It look like the tooth is should be like straight, but it's
let me see it.
It's turned. Like it looks like it just spun. in place.
Did they put it in upside
down? No, it's glued.
It looks like they put it upside down.
But
doesn't it look like it's like this?
I think probably moving and it may fall out too. Like, do not.
No. It's been like that. It was like that since day one. I think that was just the way it, like, he wants it. It's just temporary.
Don't chew
it. It just feels like there's an M&M right here. And I'm just, and because it's what he did in the tooth was he didn't, it's not just one. What he did was he had to shave the other two down. One of them was also, was already root canal, so that was easy for him, but he had to shave the other tooth down so he could put this like bridge, three tooth bridge over it. Which now I can't like get into my gaps on that tooth. So whenever I get a floss, I forget and I go through and it just completely snaps in half.
Oh.
So I have to like with a toothpick, like get from
the
top.
To like thread it. Those ones.
It sucks. And it's like hurting every day. Like I still feel numb. And I told you, I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but you know that I,
you're obsessed.
The doctor told me that like, if I just like let it go for another, like, 3 months, I could have just like died, which is crazy to me. That's crazy. I looked at him like, that's insane, right? He's like, yeah, it's pretty insane. Like a lot of people die like that. It's just like, it's not heavily told to people that like, hey, if you have something wrong in your tooth, you have a abscess, just get it checked out. Cause there's times where it doesn't hurt, right? It gets to the point where it just stops hurting. Kind of like me, right?
Remember, like push through and
remember
then
it like hurt and then it just stops hurting.
Yeah.
That's when it's like really dangerous.
That's when it's deep.
It's deep. And it's just like, making its way up to your brain. Insanity. Oh. I would imagine going out like that. How'd your son die? Root canal gone. Just went up to his brain. Didn't wake up.
Glad you
went. It's embarrassing.
Like dying of a peanut allergy.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Somebody actually recently just died from a peanut allergy. Felt really bad, man.
Was it like, how?
Did they not have an EpiPen near them or like it died?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. It was a misinformed label on food. It didn't mention peanuts.
Oh wow! On packaging,
the family suing. Yeah, well, do you know what it was? A cookie or something like that?
I don't remember. And then
restaurant, I get. But
Keith
like,
Lee almost had like a really bad accident. It was like a shellfish allergy, I believe. One of his like cooking or like eating videos from like the restaurants.
Oh yeah.
He like specifically asked. He's like, this wasn't cooked with anything that had like shellfish, right? And they're like, no, we clean out and change things. And sure enough, he had to like be rushed to the hospital. And
yeah, a couple of people right now, they're saying don't eat oysters in California and I think Texas too, because they get a lot of the oysters from the Baja Peninsula of Mexico and they're having the warmest waters that they've had in a very long time. And then that's causing.
Is that because of the Baja Blast?
I think it's the El Nino, maybe. I don't know.
The wind coming in from the southeastern seaboard.
There we go. Right there.
Pulling in.
Shellfish is like crab and shrimp and lobster, right? That's shellfish. Yeah. Any fish.
Crustaceans.
Crustaceans. Yes. So interesting that it's, but salmon is fine when you have a shellfish allergy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Cause that's fish.
What is
but,
it?
Like Mike, you know, he keeps kosher. He can't have any shellfish as well. Like part of his religion.
It's just so interesting.
Some of them are viewed as like crustaceans or bugs or like they are like a different type of species of, yeah, it would be like
it is a religious thing. It's they're viewed as like just the lowest of the rats,
bottom feeders. Like, yeah.
Are you allergic to anything?
Bullshit.
Food wise?
Yeah.
No.
Huh. Okay. Are you?
No.
Are you?
Mm-mm. I'm not.
Yeah. No.
I've never done an allergy test, but I've never had like a
nothing where I've there was one time I got hives on my stomach, which is pretty bad. But I have a feeling it was like detergent that like never got washed completely off my shirt.
Yeah, that happens.
But that's like the only time I've ever gotten an allergic reaction. But like I'm always thankful for that. Like every time someone asks me any allergies, I'm just like I always say it and I appreciate it.
I think my mom's allergic to penicillin.
Ooh, that's kind of serious.
Penicillin, an
antibiotic.
Yeah, I think she's allergic to penicillin.
I went.
Oh, insulin.
Well, you know, like diabetes.
Cut it out.
No, you were saying you were gonna write it down. That's your pen. You were gonna write that down.
Every time I hear penicillin, my brain, I have to go. That's not insulin. Yeah. Every time I hear
think,
it.
I think Florida because peninsula.
Peninsula.
Wait.
Oh my gosh, she can't be around water. Three sides or more.
Wait, or am I thinking of amoxicillin? Amoxicillin is also an antibiotic.
That's an antibiotic,
right?
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
And penicillin is an antibiotic as well.
Yeah. Some sort of medicine.
Okay. Patricia's allergic to strawberries, but it's not like she's going to go to the hospital, but she'll break out. but she like dances with it. Like,
I love people that are allergic, but they do it because they like it so much.
Why people dancing with their allergies like
that? It's kind of exciting. Yeah.
We were at an airport and we went to a Chili's and she was like, I'm going to have this strawberry mojito. And I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not. We're about to get on a plate. And the waitress was like, honey, he's looking out for you. I wouldn't get it.
Look, she's allergic to strawberries?
She can have strawberry flavored things, but like...
Real strawberries.
Real strawberries. But I'm like, still don't, even if it's like strawberry syrup, don't. Take it. Like, let's not risk it.
It's crazy that there's so many other options. She's just like, ooh, strawberry mojito.
It's like the forbidden fruit. Like, you kind of want it.
Ugh. But it's like, yeah, she's not going to die.
There's a risk. Like, am I going to get it? Am I not?
The thing is, she'll like do it. And then she's like, oh my God, my hives. And like, I'm like, now we're talking about this for the next 2 hours. And
why
I'm
didn't
like,
you stop me? I think I might be allergic to mango. Because when I eat mango, my mouth gets super tingly.
No, Heath, you're allergic. You're allergic to dark tequila.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dark tequila.
I talk about you and your tequila allergy pretty often. Like, people, when they bring up tequila, like, oh, it breaks me out. I go, I have a friend. It's dark tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always forget that I have that.
I always think about that, though. Every time dark tequila comes out, I always am.
I avoided it for so long and, like, I was aware of it. I just, like... I guess I think about like food allergies as like eating something, but
did you ever look up what it is about dark tequila that
I think it's something with the aging process in the barrel.
Oh, right. Cause there's like steel barrels or
it's something like that. Like but there's two different types. There's añejo and reposado.
Correct.
I can't remember which one I can't do.
I think I've seen like clear reposado cause reposado is like smoky, right?
That's mezcal.
Oh, shit. What do I know? When you order tequila at a bar, I know you don't drink, but when you go, like, what kind of tequila do you want? You go, just the house tequila. Is the house tequila normally dark tequila or silver?
It's normally silver.
It's normally
house
silver.
House tequila, yeah. Normally okay. silver.
Yeah, I'd never...
I just would always say clear, like, no matter what.
Yeah. I'm always ordering for Patricia, but it depends how much like I like her in the moment. But I'll be like Casamigos. I'm just like, just the house.
I've not been ordering anything house when I go to a bar. I'll just get like a specific brand that I just know of. Because house tequilas, it's normally like just the cheapest mm-hmm. options they have. And normally those cheap options like are the ones that give you like those like serious headaches.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday I was just telling Heath, I know I was never a drinker. But I did like have drinks.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, it's almost been a year since I even had a sip of alcohol. Like, yeah. Even when I wasn't drinking, if someone was like, can you try this? I would like sip it, like, fine, whatever. Yeah. But I said, I haven't even had a sip. And I was just like, not proud of myself. It's not like I was an alcoholic, but like, I was just like, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Last night, when we were out, I said, could I get a Shirley Temple? And she looked at me, the bartender, and she was like, no alcohol? I was like, yes, thank you. And she just looked at me and it took her like the whole night to make me my Shirley Temple. I freaking took a sip and it was alcohol.
Oh.
Whoa. I think she thought she was kind of being nasty. Like, yeah, no, like almost like a sarcastic.
Me and Todd were ordering Diet Cokes all night. It shouldn't have been a problem for her to
she
make
was
that.
So confused.
Maybe
what
she
if you were
maybe
sober
she liked you.
And then
that's what I'm
you would
saying.
Have like broken your sobriety.
That's like when Heath and Kristen were doing the bet who can't eat meat the longest.
And then they gave me the wrong burrito.
They gave him a meat burrito when he said no. And he took a bite.
Damn.
I didn't swallow it. I spit it back out because I was like, I just said hours ago that I didn't take a sip
right
of alcohol.
I think it's funny because we're not pissed that there's alcohol in it. We're pissed that I could have been somebody that was like a sober and I've been
or
sober.
Right. Yeah, or allergic. What if that triggered me to like start up again?
Yeah. And then we could have started drinking. Like,
forget
all
it.
The
I'm
time.
So excited for Coachella. I'm going woof.
Yes. Going, right. We should, since I'm not drinking and you're not drinking, we should like, let's ease into it for Coachella.
Let's see who could go the longest without it.
Be careful with those damn metal little water bottles they give you at Coachella when you turn that off, like you
what
know,
metal, what metal,
like the aluminum ones,
yeah.
When you open those, that sharp, steel, that sharp metal, it was my first drink at Coachella and it cut my finger open like that.
What?
Just be careful when you open up those bottles. At Coachella. Now I'm always like, you open it.
what's your plan? Like, what have you been doing this week? Like,
what have I been doing this week?
Did you celebrate this morning?
With Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
It would have been at 4:30 in the morning, so no.
I feel like you used to wake up for it, though.
If you guys want to come, I'm having a small Groundhog get-together at my place today from 8 to 10. It's a pregame.
Do you have a groundhog?
Yeah, are there groundhogs there?
You should have like a... Like
we I bought a bunch of groundhog decorations.
Matt, I think here's Patricia's the thing. What would stuff. A Kardashian, when you think about a party, what would a Kardashian do?
They would have
and
a live
take, and then area. Scale by, it's scaled by down by 90%.
I should have planned for Groundhog Day better this year because I realized a week before I go, oh my God, it's on a Friday. I gotta do something.
Yeah.
But I would have ordered a bunch of fake turf and rolled it throughout the house. Just grass.
And like put like holes in it.
Each hole has like a different, yeah, a different
only, like by a whack-a-mole.
Yeah, like. Only ground games. Whack-a-mole, twister, like anything on the floor. No I furniture.
Should, Matt, you should hire her for your next party.
Please, I would have done year, it. It's on a Sunday, but...
My favorite day of the week. I would have done it.
So what was the?
It's early spring.
Wow.
Wow.
What does that mean?
That's usually the more celebratory one. People always want it to be an early spring.
So it's going to be a good year in the Punxsutawney family?
Punxsutawney family. They believe that just, well.
But the thing that's crazy to me is he's only been right 40% of the time in the last 10 years. And it's like.
Scientifically.
If I was only right 40% of the time, it would be like, okay.
I wish I put money on it this year. Last night, there was a guy who was like about to bet.
People and he goes, bet on it?
Yeah. And this is my theory, and I hate like spoiling it. I genuinely think it's the morale of the day. Because it's on a Friday, they're going to have like 20,000, 30,000 people there. They want to give those people a good day. Because I was there on a Saturday, and it was an early spring. If it's on a Wednesday or a Tuesday, and hardly anybody's there, it's a late winter. My theory. Are y'all going to the Super Bowl?
No,
I would love to. I just, well, it's like I'm always back and forth, like in my head, like that'd be so fun. But it, like, I just feel like it would just be so chaotic. You can, like, you can't get any drinks, you can't get any food, you can't, like, you, it's just.
Well, I bet it's pretty good, the service, but it's, I can't imagine spending like $20,000 for like a ticket. And I gotta be like, I gotta get to this damn venue.
Yeah.
Like, imagine the traffic and you're like, I've missed the first quarter and I've already spent $20,000.
Did you see the group chat where Jonah was like, hey, anybody know where you can buy a box for the Super Bowl? We're like,
sure, Jonah.
What do you mean? Do you have $2 million to put down?
Yeah, bro, let me text Bezos and see if he's got a...
It was such a wild text I saw for. I thought he was like trolling us. I was like, bro, are you for real right now?
It's like the boxes that are down on the sideline. Have you seen them? They look like club seats.
Yeah. To me, those boxes are so much more fun than the top ones. Like you're just being right on the field.
You can't see much. That's the only thing.
You can't see much, but like you're in it. To me, it feels like you're in the game.
It's $700,000 for the box, but I'm always
curious. Oh, that's it?
That's what I saw on TikTok.
Jonah.
But I'm always curious, like, if you buy the box for $700,000, does that include everyone's ticket to the game in that box?
I think you get a certain amount of people. You get a certain amount.
Who would be those 20 people?
Yeah.
And
if you're doing Super Bowl.
I'm also so curious. Obviously, it's a bunch of rich people who are buying those seats.
Yeah.
Are those people who are from Kansas City and from...
No, you could be anybody. You could be a big brand. You could be...
Yeah, you're
saying like how many locals.
So is it all the rich people in Kansas City are like, buy the tickets? Or is it all like the rich guys in Vegas who are like, buy the tickets?
And it's not only, like, you'll be surprised. There's a lot of them are already bought already every year, right? So... There's certain companies, certain brands, certain people that are just so loaded where like I'm buying it for every Super Bowl game. Don't get like I've already bought it out.
I just want to perform at the halftime show.
Really? Who would you want to perform a Usher, side by?
Usher.
Like for what artist?
I would have loved to do J-Lo or Justin Bieber.
Rihanna seems like it would have been cool.
Oh,
Rihanna would have been absolutely sick.
Just
that
puppy
been a
jacket.
Dream.
Like, yeah.
That choreo. That's like one of the best choreographers, but that. That was insane. I want to do Coachella or Super Bowl. I just don't think I'm going to be able to.
I think Coachella is very, what's the word?
Achievable
for
you too. I
thought
so too. It's just hard. Like I'm not signed with my agent anymore. I don't have that connection to audition.
Why do I feel like it's all through connection though? What if we?
Most of it is.
What if we try to find a party where somebody in that does Coachella concerts is that, and then we just like really try to get you connected and we try to get you in because I think it's all about connection. I don't think it's like audition process or it's like
it's,
rarely
it's
audition
half,
process.
It's like half and half. Like if you know the choreographer and the choreographer's like, I know dancers that are going to kill this. Let me do them with Doja Cat or whoever. Yeah. It just depends. But I do know most of these choreographers. So I'm just like,
would you do Doja Cat? I know she.
No. Sorry.
She the devil.
Mariah up there.
It's the like one time I'm able to book something and they're like, but you gotta do Doja Cat. Like,
she's a devil. We're actually gonna have you dressed as Satan. Damn. Coming out on
Zane. I'm just but if Justin Bieber comes out with Usher this year,
I bet he will.
Maybe Justin Bieber posted in the studio.
He did.
Oh.
And he hasn't performed in 2 years.
I think he'll come out because he's also, he's not on a publicity tour for an album or anything. Nothing. That's the time when you do the Super
Mariah,
Bowl.
Mariah, I didn't know you were a big Justin Bieber
fan. She's a believer.
Like
who's Justice Bieber?
Who's Justice Bieber? Justice Groundhog.
Do you know that video of him where like Kid Laroi is like on stage and he's on the side and he's like drunk? He's like, and I don't know the words and that's crazy.
He's
so fucking cool sometimes, man.
Yeah, he's just cool.
Yeah, so I was like in his music video.
Okay, perfect.
But we should just like move on. You know, I don't want to
forget that. I'm the most obnoxious person at a party when that comes on. I was like, that's my old roommate. I know him.
If there's any Super Bowl connections,
I was in the video.
Watching this, please, I'll understudy. Even if I just learn the choreo and I don't go on stage, come on.
Zane, that's still hands on one of the coolest.
I genuinely forget that I'm in that every time. Every time I hear the song, I'm just like, wait, that's really crazy.
Does that song have like a billion views on YouTube?
It's a very, very popular song. And the music video is a very popular video too.
I just love the credits. It's like everyone's full names and you're like, Zane, all caps.
I hate the credits. They're getting all these like cringy moments. I was like, fuck. Like just cringe bloopers. I was like, God.
I did audition for Justin Bieber's tour years ago. Got cut the first round.
Mariah, you know what I should have done? I should have like snuck you into that music video
that was way too intimate. I would have not. No,
this is no, it wasn't though.
This is like a tough question, or you didn't get it
at all. What do you not even close?
I nailed the audition and
not
I didn't
even
get
close.
It. Guess who did? Yo Yo Ma's cousin, Lil Nepotiz. Anyway,
did you when you didn't get it? Do you feel like it's not? I wasn't the look they were looking for. Do you feel like you didn't hit the beat as hard enough? Your style? What do you think why you didn't get it?
I don't think I'm good enough.
Oh, okay.
I think you're
good. You're such a good dancer. I can't imagine like looking at Mariah dance going, not good enough.
Matt, it just sucks. Thanks. Because there are hundreds of just dancers.
Well, it was an 800 person audition and they made everybody wear black and no other color. So you couldn't stand out. They probably didn't even look at me. I was in the back. They probably didn't look at me and they just picked the people that... The thing is, when we went to the audition... When they have 800 people and they're telling you what to wear, you know it's just for like footage. They already had their dancers. It's still like a cool experience.
In an audition, who do you look at? Do you look at like the person judging, like,
yeah,
or do you just like look?
No,
just
they
above
want
them?
They want eye contact. If you're looking, if you look down at all, or you're looking at yourself, they're like cut.
And they want your smile too. Like, is there like a certain way
facials you should, like look up? Because there's people that book it that aren't great dancers. They can learn choreo, but they're not fantastic. It's this that sells it.
Yeah, just like
is it hard not to like mouth the lyrics, or do you just have to count in your head? Or are you like?
it's very hard. Like you'll throw in like some words once in a while, but some it depends on who's judging. Some people hate lip syncing, some people are fine with it. It depends on who's judging. Ooh.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to control it. I would be
just
lip syncing the entire
thing. Yeah, especially if you're dancing with it.
Yeah.
The only thing that saved me at auditions was my tricks.
But
there's people
cartwheel.
That hate tricks. There's people that are like, you're too old to be doing flips.
Pick a card.
While everyone's doing the same routine, Mariah comes just the other way.
She has a hat, pulls
a
rabbit out.
I'm on a unicycle, I'm juggling. They're like, okay, and let's see your tricks.
Just a ball of smoke, poof, gone. Like, where the fuck?
Behind the judges.
Just levitate.
Make him remember you. If I was a judge and I was looking at 100 and somebody just took my attention away from everybody else, I'd be like,
ball of
tired.
Smoke is really funny.
and then it like breaks and you're like,
And what's the hire? A personality hire. They're gonna make everybody laugh during audition. Maybe you can make everybody laugh.
Stand-up comedy.
A squirting flower.
Like, I do like hibachi style to the judges. Oh,
the ketchup string that shoots out.
That would really make me stand out. Oh my gosh.
She has a trick plan. It's like the deck of cards, but she forgets she has it, and she does a cartwheel, and then all the cards just go everywhere. They're like, "What the fuck was that?"
I have to improv like it was
52 pickup. just quarters.
Anyway, just somebody please give me a job. I'll do it for free.
Yeah, if anybody knows anything, just get her in even like a like Instagram skit or something. Maybe background dancer or something like that. That should help.
Right now, Tate McRae is huge. You know who she is?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like, why don't you just DM her?
The thing is.
Just call Tate up.
No,
what
DM.
What happens if you just call Taylor up?
I feel like
Taylor
DM
up.
Is very possible with her to DM her.
Well,
about that.
She started off as a dancer.
Yeah.
Like one of the best dancers in the country when she was a kid.
How old is she? She's like 20, right?
She's 20. Yeah, she's young.
It's weird when you're like
21.
In your 30s and there's these new pop stars. You're like, oh, and then you're like, that's like, it still feels like a child.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Young.
There's something like
Britney Spears was like 15. Yeah. Like people were looking at her. Wait, yeah.
When she was getting big, she was 15.
Yeah. Britney Spears.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was young.
Like Hit Me Baby One More Time. She's like 16.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Dude.
No way.
Yeah. Which is so like. Schoolgirl outfit.
I mean,
hit me, baby,
weird.
One more time.
Britney Spears was like my goal to dance with when I was younger.
She always had kind of the same group of dancers.
Yeah, that's like Justin Bieber. He has the same group.
She looked so much older. Like just even her, like her demeanor.
I think
she was 15.
15 in that.
Oh my gosh, this picture.
It's Britney, bitch.
Her look was the perfect like 90s.
Yeah, she's like literally.
The 90s
it's so
look.
Sad when Conic. You like watch old videos of Britney Spears when she's like at her like peak and she's just rehearsing with her like
so good.
Dancers and she's just like enjoying herself. Yeah, man.
She was so like just seeing some of her interviews, she was like the sweetest person.
I wanted to be her.
I'll never forget.
So
all
bad.
I wanted was the Britney Spears CD for Christmas. And my
really?
Grandma got me Christina Aguilera.
No!
And
I
like didn't talk to her for like a year.
Genie
I was
in a bottle, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But did
I was
baby
so
one,
mad.
Did you want Baby One More Time CD? Because that one had the poster of her. I had that on my wall. She was like 16.
I was devastated.
It was a different time. Though Christina Aguilera though, man. I'm a genie in a bottle.
Oh baby.
Come and rub me the right way, honey. And she's in the sand and she's like,
how
yeah,
old
we
was
had
she
no
with
business
that?
Singing
probably
that.
16.
That's crazy.
There would be Christina Aguilera commercials, I remember. There was like, get Genie in a bottle.
She was with the Pepsi commercial, right? Or was that somebody else? Or was
no,
that
was Kendall.
No.
She stopped the war.
No, before the 1900s.
But when,
I mean,
the 1900s.
But when,
no, this was a long time ago.
When Christina Aguilera, though, did Dirty, and she's, like, in that boxing ring, she's like, oh. I want to get dirty. I was like.
I love the way that was shot. I just saw that recently.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw somebody else. Bad Baby. I love that.
What?
When you do you do it like this.
Yeah, in the boxing ring. Yep.
Where is she? Come
she's
back with the heaters, Bad Baby.
She's pregnant.
Rihanna does Super Bowl? Let's see some content.
Yeah.
Let's see some music, Bad Baby.
Imagine Bad Baby doing Super Bowl.
I can't.
And he do it like this. And he do it like that.
What's she going to name her baby? Cashmere?
Cashmere.
I was just about to say that.
Cashmere acai.
Acai. Acai.
Cashmere acai.
Good baby.
Acai is a beautiful
that
name.
That is a beautiful name.
My name's acai Marie.
Oh, and if my kid puts a name on her Marie. Test and the teacher misspells, apostrophe over the I, please.
Acai Antoinette.
Acai.
Acai is acai. Gorgeous.
Acai.
It really is.
I love that. Write it down.
It's a little too close to celebrity kid name, but I need to take a shit. I don't know if I should do it.
I just did. First time I've ever taken a mid-podcast poop.
Yeah, no, this is my first time too. It was because
it's early.
Coffee.
It's early in the day.
It is. I haven't done my morning routine yet. Mm-hmm. I also have not brushed my teeth yet.
Really?
Ooh. Because I just woke up. Remember, like, you walked in, I was just getting out of bed, and I was like, I have no time to do anything. I just got to eat real quick and hop in the stew.
Hop in the studio.
Yeah, you know,
I just, like, it's just, God, my days are just so booked and busy. I just have no time.
I get it.
You know, it happens.
Or just attach a toilet inside these chairs.
God, this shit cast.
Just... Guys, is it cool if we just, like, sometimes just take, like, a kind of a silent break? Like, should we just keep the cameras rolling? Keep it silent for, for a good minute? Let the people grab a snack? Just, let them use the bathroom?
We should start having intermissions.
I would love an intermission. Because I feel like there's just... I start getting crazy.
Yeah.
And you start taking breaks.
I saw something, and it was... I don't know why I never thought about it before, but you know how you eat... like a whole bag of popcorn, like an extra large during a movie.
Yeah.
I eat it like the first 20, like 10 minutes.
How easy it is to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had an entire popcorn bag filled with French fries and they were like, why don't they do this at movie theaters?
Wait.
And I was like,
that's genius.
Bro, imagine.
That's
just
genius. But Heath,
how big?
Like a bucket? Like a full blown popcorn?
No, I wouldn't do the biggest one. I think like the small popcorn filled with fries is like a good
amount. That sound so much better?
That's amazing. Like, you make it like extra crispy so like it stays.
Yes.
Stays crispy.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That's genius.
Okay, what brand of fries are we talking about? Like,
because like, you can't fry it.
Okay, like what fast food or like a chain of fries, that's what you would want in a movie theater?
Checkers.
Like,
I would. If it was
Steak
Checkers,
and Shake fries?
No, Checkers.
No, Steak and Shake.
Got them.
Steak and Shake fries.
What do you mean, what is
soft?
Checkers?
I'm not. Well, I know Heath, Checkers.
That's not a popular one, though.
Rallies?
That's really regional as
Heath,
well.
You have to bring it back. Let's think like McDonald's.
Okay, like McDonald's,
think Wendy's.
Too greasy for that quantity.
But we're thinking universal movie theaters. They're only going to work with like a really big brand. So let's
when you're having that many fries, though, a bucket of fries, you need like a gallon of water to like down that.
The soda size is like this big.
You'd be like,
like or tater tots. Popcorn chicken.
You know what's really disgusting to think about? Okay, a bag of fries, right? It doesn't seem that intimidating. But if it was uncooked, just whole potatoes stacked up, and you're like, you're about to eat
that many potatoes.
12 potatoes inside of this bag, you'd be like, what?
Yeah, they say that about like cheese
sticks.
Mozzarella
sticks.
They're like, you want 4 mozzarella sticks? No, thank you. Do you want to
fry it?
Absolutely. Give me the whole... I'll eat 8 of them.
It's the same thing when I saw one too about tortilla chips. They were like a big ass bag of tortilla chips. Yeah. You could just sit there and snack, but they were like put down like fresh tortillas, like stacked up. And they're like, what about this? And they're like, mm-mm. And then they just cut it and deep fried it. And they're like, perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the fry situation. Obviously you need some dips. How do you do the dips in a movie theater with the whole thing of fries
in the middle, the top? They have a section in the top middle,
like a lip out that goes around, and like you have different ones.
Oh no, but they have it like the butter for the popcorn is just all
and you're like looking like a damn murder scene.
Yeah, they should give like buffet trays at movie theaters to like walk your things and then like put it on your lap so you can have your like snacks set up.
I don't think they want that because of the mess it would create.
I feel like it would make less mess because everybody else got their shit on the floor. They're stepping up. They're
so
tipping.
You're talking
about
like trays where they put back or they just toss out after?
Like a cafeteria tray.
They kind of have those.
What if they gave you just a whole thing of ketchup in your like in your cup holder?
They could do that.
You're like.
I would love to see what they do though in like 15 years, you know, movie theaters. Like what's going to be sitting around you?
Like I'm surprised there's not like an airplane pop-out tray where you flip the little armrest and it slides over. You could set it there.
Unless you want your seats to be $60 a pop watching a movie. Like
those poor cleanup people have to go like.
Because it's barely hard to clean. Remember, you can't get a vacuum in there.
That's right. Don't get dust on the screen.
I saw this movie theater on TikTok that's in Seoul, Korea, South Korea. And at the movie theater, they have box seating, like premium box seating.
Like so a play?
So there's the normal like seating in the movie theater. And then up by the projector are rooms. Yeah, where you book out like.
Interesting.
A private, it looks like an arena box.
But
for a movie theater. So, like, you and your friends get, like, a private box above everybody else watching
the movie.
There's
something really cool out here where they do, like, a famous movie that's, you know, a box hit, whatever. And they cook for you, and they cook all of the food that they're eating throughout the movie, and they bring it to you as the scenes are going on. And the seating is super limited, and there's, like, booths, basically, so you, like, reserve these tables, and it's almost like a intimate dining movie experience.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we should totally do that. We looked it up. The prices,
$400
per person.
Oh, that ain't
which is pretty crazy. Unless they're bringing out like 15 rounds of different
but
items
also, like,
of food.
A lot of food.
But like, if you think about movies, they're not like, how much food is actually
and
coming out?
And how long is the movie? Because it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah,
sorry.
The one we were gonna do was White Chicks, and I was thinking about the scene where they're at the restaurant. She's and it's like that giant smorgasbord of food. There's like crab. There's ribs.
And,
there's
and Heath was because when he told me this, I was like, Heath, I actually don't like any of that food. Yeah. Like, I'm really not gonna enjoy this experience. That's disgusting.
Imagine bring that out,
eating that
all of it, like,
with lots and lots of sauerkraut. No, thank you. $400. I'll watch that shit at my house.
They also did Home Alone, which would have been really fun.
Yeah. Oh, pizza probably in the beginning, and then then ice cream and
the cookie.
I'm trying to think of a movie that I would love to like actually eat the cuisine.
Is it every time you see the food in a movie, or every time someone's being served an item? Like, does it have to be like
do you want to do Ratatouille on your birthday?
They have Ratatouille.
That'd be fun.
And they do probably the strawberry and the cheese as the appetizer in the beginning. That's when he realizes he loves.
That would be a good one.
I think that's worth the experience because it's like a food movie. It should be food movies. Like, what's another food movie?
Julie and Julia?
Yeah. Not a lot. Waiting.
Wait. Ew.
Just a horrible food experience.
Like, gets his dandruff and like puts it on top of the mashed potatoes. Dude, waiting.
It's disgusting.
Oh yeah, I really have to take a
do.
But should we close it out before I do that? Okay, cool. All right. That's all we have for today, folks. Make sure to check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms. And then we post these episodes on Tuesdays on YouTube every Tuesday on YouTube at youtube.com/Zane and Heath every week on Tuesday.
Very good. Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We have bonus episodes every single month. We do live Q&As every month. We keep these cameras rolling. We just sit here and hang out. It's an extended version of the podcast. Super fun. A lot of behind-the-scenes content, you know, updates, things like that. And, it's a great time, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, if you want to check it out. Also, we have coffeecremota.com. Make sure to check that out. We got cake cups. We got bag coffee. We got matcha. We got drinkware. We got it all. Cremota.com. Jump into the unwind.
Yeah, that's it. We're gonna jump on the unwind. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Stay safe out there. See you next week.
Peace out.
Mwah.